Who's there? It's you, isn't it? The Slayer? The one everyone's been talking about? I wondered when you'd finally find me. It's not like I've been subtle with my activities lately. Humans certainly don't do themselves any favors, strolling into the woods at night for romantic rendezvous. It's just so much fun to watch them paw at each other, sweating and groaning. Their blood is exquisite when worked up. What's a vampiress to do? Resist my baser urges. Is that what you do? A big, strong man like you probably has dozens of humans throwing themselves at your feet. You must be exceptionally focused to toss all that aside. Just a hunt for little old me. Come inside. Please, Slayer. I'd rather not die outside like an animal. Give me this one small decency, if you will. I hope you don't mind a little rustic ambiance for your triumph. I had a sense a Slayer was following me, and this lovely little old country estate just happened to be nearby. And yes, if you're wondering, the caretaker was absolutely delicious. Have a seat. Can I pour you a drink? I didn't realize good manners would put you on edge. You don't have to fight me, you know. I'm well aware when I'm out-muscled. Of course, Slayer. Your reputation, as I said, precedes you. The local vampires have been hiding in fear for weeks. Me? No. I'm afraid I've never been the type to cower in the face of danger and try to hide myself away. Slayer will come for all of us eventually, so might as well have some fun before you're caught, right? Drink? Cheers. To your victory. It's quite good, isn't it? The owners of this estate had a fine vintage. The whiskey isn't too bad either, I suppose. The stoic type, I see. No time for jokes. No time for fun. Fine, then. How would you like me? Come on now, Slayer. You know what I mean. Would you prefer I lay on the table while you plunge your big, hard stake into my heart? Or would you rather I stand here in front of the fireplace for the dramatic lighting? Oh. You'd like me to kneel, huh? Oh, Slayer. You do know how to make a woman feel special. Fine. I'll await your big, hard stake on my knees, then. Let me just take off my blouse first. What? There's no sense in ruining such a beautiful piece of silk. You're a hunter, not a barbarian. Besides, it's an antique at this point. You know, it could probably fetch you a small fortune on the eBay after this. There. Now, where were we? Oh, wow, getting right to it then. Stake in hand. You're not one for foreplay, I guess. wait. Before you plunge that thing into my chest, I just have one teensy tiny request. You see, I've never been with a human before. None of them have ever been strong enough to tempt me. They're all so weak, I worried that I'd break them while we played. But you're not like that, are you, Slayer? You're stronger than any human I've ever met before. I mean, hell, look at those magnificent biceps. It's enough to make a 400-year-old girl weak in the knees. So, what do you say? Grant a dying vampire's last request, and let me have my fun while I get you off? I just want to feel a cock throbbing in my hand one last time. Here, you can even hold your big scary steak right here to my breast. I won't do anything bad, I promise. I know when I'm beat. I just want to run my hands up these strong legs and feel this, oh my God, this incredible cock. You're already hard, Slayer. Does this turn you on? Having a poor, defenseless little vampire fondle your cock through your pants while you press your stake to my heart? You could destroy me at any second. And yet, you're still letting my fingertips trace the outline of your cock. Careful with that thing, Slayer. I can't take your cock out if you kill me first. That's better. Now, let me get my treat out. Oh, this is a beautiful cock. I'm sure the girls back home called you Slayer for more than one reason. Do my hands feel good stroking you, darling? See, I can be gentle when properly motivated. I bet you thought my skin would be cold, didn't you? No, that's a common misconception. Vampires run warmer than humans, actually. Hot as hell, as they say. I bet it feels so good to feel my soft, warm hands teasing your cock like this. Pulling my hair already? I like it kind of kinky, Slayer, but there's no need to be so demanding. You should learn to enjoy the anticipation before the first little taste. Watch me, Slayer. Watch me service this big cock of yours, stroking you up and down while I tease the head with my tongue and lips. It's exciting, isn't it? Seeing my fangs peek out from behind my blood red lips while I gently lick your pretty cock. Almost mesmerizing, wouldn't you say? Perhaps if you were more focused, you'd have noticed the vines I called to bind your arms and legs to this chair. Oh, my pretty little hunter. Don't struggle. They'll just get tighter. The surprise in your eyes is just delicious, darling. You see, after a few centuries on this godforsaken earth, us older vampires can develop unique gifts, if you will. Gifts that make us very, very powerful and very dangerous. gifts that smart vampires like me have gone to great lengths to keep under wraps, so silly little hunters like you are always caught unaware. Darling, I said they'd get tighter if you struggled. Slayers. They never listen. Oopsie daisy. Looks like someone's palms are getting sweaty. I'll take that. You won't be needing your steak any longer anyway, I'm afraid. I bet you had such sweet dreams about this moment. Did you really think you could overpower me? That I'd go down so easily? Oh, honey, I've been killing slayers for centuries. Hundreds of men just like you have come year after year to try and destroy me. And just like you, they've all failed. But you are by far the prettiest one I've ever seen. I've been watching you, by the way. As soon as the other vampires started whispering about you, I thought I might just find a use for you. Oh no, my sweet pet. I won't be draining you tonight. Well, at least not your blood. You see, I plan on keeping you. Look at you struggling. Stubborn thing. Those vines are going to hurt, you know. Look at how they're biting into your arms. I can't blame them. I'd also love to bite into that shoulder. But no, not yet. Why don't I give you a little preview of how I'll be using you as my pet? Oh, don't shake, honey. I know you're scared, and you should be, but I'm going to make you feel so good. This cock was meant to be used by me. It was made for me. And we are going to be so beautiful together. Come here. Oh, don't struggle, honey. Resistance is futile, as they say. Just focus on how good my hand feels stroking your cock, getting you nice and slick with your pre-cum and my spit. You can tell me no all you like, but your cock says otherwise, darling. I mean, just look at your cock. Look how you're leaking all over yourself. You want this. You know you do. You've always wanted to be mine. I know that's why you've been hunting me. You didn't want to kill me. No. You wanted to fuck me. That's right. You just got confused, didn't you? Poor little hunter. You came here so I would finally show you what true pleasure feels like. And I will. Oh, but it's so much fun to watch you try to fight it. Try to struggle against your bonds and ignore my hypnotic words seeping into your brain, even as your body begs for me. I mean, look at you. Your hips are bucking up into my hands. You love it. So fight all you want, sweet little hunter. I don't need to bite you to mark you as mine. Oh, look how pretty your skin marks up when I rake my nails down your chest. Oh, it hurts, doesn't it? But your hips are still thrusting up into my hand. Oh, I know a masochist when I see one. Don't worry. I know exactly how to play with a toy as twisted as you, darling. You needed me, honey. Admit it. You still need me. You need me to own you, to control you. Because you don't deserve to call yourself a hunter. You only deserve to be used like the pet that you are. The pet that you were always meant to be. So I might as well start teaching you how to be a good one. There. No more silly skirt in the way. Do you like what you see, Slayer? My eternally beautiful body glowing naked in the firelight? Few are ever allowed this sight. And if they are, they don't live long enough to remember it. So feel privileged. Come on, pet. Look at me. I said, look at me. There you go. Good pet. You are mine now. And I'm going to use you over and over again until you forget all about being a slayer. No thoughts left behind those pretty eyes. Except for maybe how much you want me. How much you need me. Just look at your cock throbbing for me. It looks almost painful, pet. How aroused you are at the thought of fucking me. I should take care of that. I'm going to enjoy this. Here, let me just straddle your lap. God, you are a pretty one up close like this, aren't you? My perfect pet. Oh, honey, closing your eyes won't help. Not when I can grind my wet pussy on your cock like this. And just rub my clit up and down. Oh, fuck. Don't pretend you don't love it. I know you do. I know exactly how much you want this. Fuck. Beg for it. You heard me. Say it. Say, I want this. Say it. Oh, fuck. Oh, there. Was that so hard, pet? It feels so good, doesn't it? My hot, wet pussy. Just squeezing down around you. Now, say, please ride me. You just have to ask. That's it, pet. I knew you'd be a quick learner. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel perfect inside me, Slayer. Oh, I knew you were meant for this. My obedient little hunter. Oh, yes, fuck. Oh, I could have killed you 100 times. I could kill you now if I really wanted. Oh, it would be so easy to just tilt your head back and sink my teeth into your neck. Mm.
Maybe later.
Oh, fuck. Oh, your cock feels so good inside me. Stretching me. Filling me to the brim. Fuck. Oh, I'm going to make such good use of you, Pat. Shall I get you a collar? Maybe if you earn it. Oh, that's it. Oh, take it. Oh, take what I give you. Oh, fuck, yes. What a perfect cock, my little pet ass. You were truly made for me. Hitting all the right spots deep inside me. Oh, fuck. Yes, pet. Let the pleasure just consume you. Let your mind go blank. All that matters now is the feeling of my pussy milking your cock. And my voice in your ear. And your desire to make me come. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're thrusting up into me now. Oh, that's it, my little hunter. Fuck me. Oh, make your mistress come. Oh, fuck. Yes, just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Fuck, that's it. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come all over your fucking cock. Oh, come with me, little hunter. Give it to me. It's mine. Yes, yes. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm going to... Oh, come with me. Oh, come now, Pat. Yes, yes. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, Hunter. I'm going to have so much fun with you. Oh, fuck. I love feeling your cum pump into me. Such a big load for your mistress. That's my good boy. Oh, shh, 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 shh. You're safe here, Pat. I won't let anything happen to you. No. No one else can touch you now. I told you. You're mine. Your body is mine. Your mind is mine. And your blood, it's mine. Shh, I told you. I can't resist humans when they're aroused. I'm just gonna take a little taste. Absolutely delicious. Oh. Oh, don't whimper. It was just a little nibble. After all, I want to keep you strong, pet. We have so much more training to do.